multidimensional fractal of consciousness currently expressing itself as a human being in the most authentic way that we can imagine. Always remember, take only what resonates and leave the rest. Welcome to Mental Magic. Hey there. So in this episode, I'm going to talk about the green layer of consciousness. So as you'll remember, in the orange layer of consciousness, that layer was all about I, me, mine, working towards success and achievement and getting your needs met for self-analysis, innovation, growth, expansion, as well as focusing on all of the ways that you can bring value to yourself, to your life, and to the world that you're living in. Now, as we start to transition into the green layer of consciousness, this is when we start to collectively notice that we as humanity are at odds with each other. You may start to see that the impact that we're having on the environment around us based on our orange layer of mining the earth for its resources, trying to acquire as many goods as possible, not having that much awareness of our impact on the world that we're living in, because the whole goal of orange is to succeed as an individual human. But when we're shifting into green, it's as though we start to wake up and realize that the individual acts that we're doing, as well as the collective capitalistic, consumeristic model that we are existing under together. And as I've mentioned, Western civilization has been operating predominantly from the orange layer of thinking for decades, if not centuries at this point. And so as we are going through this collective awakening into the green layer of consciousness, this is when we begin to resensitize our bodies, our minds, and our communities to the impact that we not only have on the environment around us, but as well as the impact that we have on one another and within ourselves. So this layer allows us to lean into the liberation from greed and dogma and manipulative, coercive, dominating, or controlling individualistic ways of being. So this layer of consciousness is all about the awakening of our feelings, the rehumanization of our minds, spirits, souls, bodies, communities, as well as revitalizing our relationship with the natural world that we find ourselves existing within. We start to desire a renewed connection with life as our values shift from being focused on our own success and our own growth to the collective acceptance, expansion, and compassion for those among us who we perceive as being left behind, or aspects of our own communities that need additional support, care, and love. So this is where you can see people supporting causes that are fighting for the rights of marginalized groups. So the first evidence of the awakening of this layer of consciousness came about in around the 1960s and 70s, where we had several different civil rights movements, whether it was for the African American community, the LGBTQIA community, for the environmentalist community of reconnecting with plant medicines and reimagining our relationship with the earth around us and with our bodies, and really focusing on wellness and health. And you can see that now there is a huge awakening happening where people are focusing once again on their mental health, their physical health. They are reconnecting with plant medicines and getting into communities that are supportive and nourishing. Whereas in the orange layer of consciousness, we do have this desire for self-improvement and to be our best selves. So we do go into therapy if that's part of our journey. But in the green layer, this is where we join into communities. We join support groups. We go on meditation retreats. We seek other people who are looking to heal from inside out. And we learn that we heal better in community. This is also where you see organizations, corporations, corporate America realizing that there is value and benefit in inclusivity, diversity, and equity. So you have all of these initiatives that are supporting the diversification of the work environment. You have initiatives that focus on collaboration and teamwork, initiatives that are focusing on open workspaces and flattening hierarchies of authority and control, and allowing for there to be more open communication, open door policies for all of the employees to have a say, to have a seat at the table, and for their individual perspectives to be heard, valued, and incorporated into the collective culture of the work environment. In this layer of consciousness, because there is such a significant focus on understanding that every single human life is valuable, every single human being has their own story, has their own truth, is living in their own reality, and we are all realizing that we are part of the human collective, the human race, and because of our differences, because of the things that make us unique, we are starting to realize that there may not just be one right truth, which is what we learn in the blue layer of consciousness, and there may not be one best truth, which is what we learn in the orange layer of consciousness. We start to entertain these ideas of relative truth, relativism, and identifying that some things may be true for some people in some circumstances, but they may not be true for other people in other circumstances. And so we allow for the complexity to exist, and we allow for nuance to enter back into our relationships. This layer is also where you see the resurgence of the concepts or ideas of universalism, socialism, humanism, communitarianism, as well as environmentalism. Again, this is the layer where we have this focus on sacrificing our time, energy, resources for not only ourselves and our own growth, but for other people as we regain our basic humanness and adopt a people-first mentality. And with this people-first mentality, we start to realize the importance of having compassion and having empathy for one another. We drop from our mental space, which is very much orange layer consciousness, into our heart space, and we begin to express ourselves from a space of wanting to meet people where they are, wanting to see people and understand the perspective, the reality that they're living in, as well as wanting to share our own perspective and share our own experiences of what it's been like for us to exist as a human on this planet up to this point. In this green layer, we learn skills about sharing our resources with our community and developing a moral compass that is centered on kindness and care. We can see the awakening of the green layer of consciousness even in our children when we are teaching them that sharing is caring, when we start to see that they are viewing their friends and their teachers and their classmates as human beings. And they want to share their snacks. They want to share their toys. They want to have their feelings heard and validated, as well as validating the feelings of others that are around them. We also start to develop tools around genuinely appreciating the differences in the way that we think, in the way that we express, in the ways that we have been developing our own personalities and engaging with the diverse world around us. We learn how to develop social safety nets, find communities that resonate with us, that allow us to be who we are and celebrate all of the things that make us unique, all of the things that make us different, as we open our minds to different perspectives and allow constraints and constructs to begin to deconstruct so that we can create a world that is more collective, more communal, and more inclusive of the whole. However, As with every layer of consciousness before this one, there is a shadow side to this layer of consciousness because there are cognitive limitations that exist within each layer of consciousness. In the green layer of consciousness, this layer is so focused on the community and the communal mind and belonging together that the authority lies in the collective mind. So instead of there being competition between individuals, which is what we see in orange and then in red, in green, we start to see people group up in resonant silos or communities, and there starts to be this competition between us and them. We start to see these distinctions between groups of people who identify with their race, and they start to other people who are not of their race. We see it in groups of people when they identify with their sexuality, and they other people who are not part of their sexual orientation. We start to see this in groups of people who are all about healing, and we begin to other people who are not on the healing journey. This is something we need to be really mindful of when we are transitioning into this layer of consciousness, is that because we start to expand and have more acceptance and desire for inclusivity, we also adopt ideas that there is a right way to be human, and we have a reduced tolerance for intolerance, a reduced tolerance for judgment. But the thing is that the judgment that we rail against, that we notice in the other, it is a mirror, it is a reflection of the intolerance of our own judgment and the intolerance of our own intolerance that we can become mindful of and start to heal within ourselves. This layer also tends to deprive other human beings who are not existing in the correct way or who are not existing in a way that is congruent with the community. There is a tendency to deprive the other of the full range of the human experience. And so, like I had said previously, in tier one consciousness, when we shift into the next layer of consciousness, we tend to cut off or repress the previous layers of consciousness by separating ourselves from them, believing that the new layer of consciousness that we are expressing from is the new, right, correct way of being human. So we may see people who are operating in the orange layer or the red layer, blue, purple, or beige layers, and we may not say that they're living wrong, but we may start to think that they need to expand and they need to meet us in the green layer because then their life would be improved. This is categorically false. But from the green perspective, we are of this collective communal mind that we have found a new enlightened way to coexist with one another, where we're inclusive and accepting of diversity and new ideas, and we don't have all this hierarchy and tension and competition. We're about sharing and collaboration. But when we meet someone who is not of this mind, we can become real mean real quickly in order to stand in our own righteous light and shame other people, place guilt and blame on other people for not being collectivist, for not being a humanist, for not being a socialist. We also begin to operate under this delusion of sorts that the goal of life is self-actualization or that the goal of life is enlightenment. And so we start to push this agenda that everyone needs to become self-actualized. Everyone needs to go on a healing journey. Everyone needs to look at their trauma and heal from the inside out and get into community and start sharing our resources and collaborating and building this new world and this new framework for us all to live cohesively together. But this is the same energy that we get in the blue layer of consciousness when you have the radical religious movements that are evangelizing their beliefs and their ideas to the collective. And this is the same thing that you get in the purple layer of consciousness when you have your smaller groups or smaller tribes of people who can only really really see the world from their perspective, and they assume that other people need to see the world in the same way. So we do need to be very careful and very aware in this layer that when we start to fall into groupthink and we start to other people who don't think like us, we are no better than and no worse than anyone else who is existing in and thinking from a different layer of consciousness. Additionally, when it comes to belonging in the community that you're a part of, the main fear or concern that you are going to have as an individual that's a part of the community is being excluded from that community or being offensive to that community. So if you think about any identity group that you belong to, and you think about the ways that that group is offended by other people who do not belong to that group, you will also start to see that there is this fear inside of yourself that you do not want to offend others. You do not want to be separated from others because you find this comfort and this safety and your own self-worth in your connection to the community or the group that you're a part of. Also, another huge obstacle of this layer is because you become so sensitive to the opinions and ideas of other people, and you want to give other people a chance, you want to hear other people out, it can be really, really, really challenging for us to be able to make decisive decisions from this layer of thinking, because we want to hear everyone's ideas, get everyone's input and feedback before we make a conclusive decision. This is where you get the idea or the concept of fake news, because fake news comes into play when we open ourselves up to listen to all of these different ideas. We lack our individual discernment to be able to distinguish truth from lies, and we start to believe people based on whatever stories they're making up to either manipulate us or just to get their agenda pushed forward further, which is why people from different layers of consciousness sometimes have the critique of the green layer as people who are overly sensitive or people who are naive, people who aren't living in reality, who aren't living in the real world, because the real world is a dog-eat-dog place, right? That's what you get in red. Or the world is about winning and losing, and money is life's report card. That's what you get in orange, right? But in this green way of seeing the world, we start to see that while having different perspectives is of value, we can also become very rigid in needing people to see the world in the way that we see the world. This is also the layer where you get the introduction of cancel culture. When someone is not living according to your new morals and values of collectivism and inclusivity and diversity, you will cancel them. You will say that they're living wrong, that they are bad people, that they are narcissistic people, that they are what's wrong with the world. You begin to develop these incredibly harsh judgments of others, because when you get swept up in the fervor of groupthink and you start to develop this moralistic way of being human, anyone you perceive as being inhumane or acting in a way that is not supportive of the collective, you will begin to other them. So this is where you also get concepts of policing language, demanding open-mindedness, as well as feeling enormous amounts of guilt for the ways that you have been inhumane in the past, or the ways that your ancestors have been inhumane in the past. This is where you get concepts such as white guilt, where people begin to wake up to the ways that they or their ancestors or their family members have been destructive, hateful, and violent against other groups of people, and you start to make reparations, make amends, and work through all of that guilt and shame that you feel when you realize that the previous layers of consciousness aren't so focused on being humane. The goal is not for humanity to be collective and communal in the previous layers of consciousness. The goal in the previous layers of consciousness is to get the needs met that are serving that layer to meet the environment that you're living in. So eventually, as with every layer of consciousness, you do start to expand and realize that there may be more to life than just this inclusive, diverse, empathetic way of humaning. You start to realize that you don't have the ability or the energy to care about everything, every cause, every group, every human on the planet. You develop what's called compassion fatigue because the pressure of caring becomes so overwhelming that you start to doubt the value and the effectiveness of collectivism. And so when this doubt starts to creep in, there's a resurgence of individualism that happens as your mind begins to expand into tier two consciousness. Now, tier two consciousness opens up with the yellow layer of consciousness, which again is an individualistic way of perceiving the world as your internal personal power begins to surge. And you find that you have less of a need and less of a desire for the approval of your community or the approval of the collectives that you are a member of. You start to question the cost of caring as you continue to expand your consciousness, expand your perspective, and see that other groups outside of the community that you're a part of, they may actually have something to teach you. There may be some relevant, resonant, helpful information that you can learn from others who are not like you, others who are existing in different layers of consciousness, others who objectively and subjectively are having a completely different experience of being a human on Earth. And so in the next episode, I am going to talk about the awakening to tier two consciousness, beginning with the awakening of the yellow layer of consciousness and the desire for the human being to exist authentically on the planet while allowing other people to step into their own authenticity as well. So I'll see you in the next one. Thanks for listening. Bye.